What had struck her most was the sense that the Grangers had been expecting them. "Pete and I were just relaxing," Eileen said. "Please have a seat." Laurel and Jeremy had made their way to the couch while Pete watched them, offering what passed for a smile. Eileen offered them oatmeal cookies she said she'd made that afternoon. Once they were all settled, a plate of cookies on the coffee table, Eileen asked, "What brings you two here? After dark, too." Laurel could feel Pete watching them. Jeremy said, "Laurel had this crazy idea. You'd appreciate a gift," Laurel interrupted, holding out the bowl she'd brought with them. "I know it's a little late for a housewarming." "We've lived here for 40 years," Eileen said. "We're supposed to give you a housewarming present. I was hoping the eggs would do."
"The eggs and everything you've done for us," Jeremy said.
"Including selling us a house you didn't tell us you owned," Laurel thought. She had decided not to bring up the subject while they were captives in the Grangers' home. "Captives, Laurel? Is that what you think?" She turned suddenly and saw Willie behind them. He'd moved into the living room, a small, unnerving sentinel edging closer.
"I just thought it was time to see where you lived," Laurel said.
"It was rude of us not to have you over sooner, wasn't it, Pete?"
"Rude,"
said Pete. "We're just very much to ourselves. We've always been that way, haven't we, Pete?"
"Always."
"I'm sorry about misrepresenting the house," Eileen said. Jeremy said,
"It's okay."
"It's not okay. It's deceptive and devious," Laurel thought.
"We bought it anyway."
"You bought it anyway. I signed my name."
"Why did they leave the house to you?" Laurel asked bluntly. She saw something pass between the Grangers, a glance not meant to be seen.
"We helped Helen and Jack for years. Helen wasn't close to her family, so she left it to us, and we sold it to you. There, now. Everything's out in the open. If you don't want to live there, we'll buy it back."
"And sell it as the Dempsey's house?" Laurel asked. She saw the strain on Eileen's face, a crack in the facade.
"No," replied Eileen. "We would not do that again. It obviously upset you, dear. It wasn't meant to."
"So what was it meant to do?"
"Give you what you wanted,"
said Pete. It was the first time he'd engaged in anything close to conversation.
"And what is it we wanted?" asked Laurel.
"Success," said Eileen. "Success at starting a new life."
"We love it here," said Jeremy. "I wouldn't change a thing. Would you, Laurel?"
"The only thing I would change," thought Laurel, "is everything. I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't know these people. I wouldn't want to throw something at a cat that keeps moving closer to us, staring at me like I'm a mouse."
"I don't feel well," Laurel said. "I'd like to go now."
Eileen looked at her, concerned.
"I'll be fine," said Laurel.
She stood up, signaling to Jeremy it was time to leave.
"I just want to lie down."
"What I want is to get the hell out of this house,"